Now hit me.
Oh, yeah. The Grillin' Guys.
Hey, welcome back to the Grillin' Guys. This is Barbecue Bob. Jops on a well-needed vacay. Conrad is running the big board. He's like the Wizard of Oz back here. And filling in is Chaz, who is also our online wizard. So if you have any complaints about our website, you can talk to Chaz. The phone lines are lighting up. Don't forget to go to thegrillinguys.com. And there's a few things. It's a 13-year-old resource. So there are dozens of pages of recipes, and you can use the search bar on the top to top right and just put in the word or the recipe you're looking for, and you'll get a bunch.
I put dip in on the website the other day, doing a little prep. I'm like, well, let's go back to some old recipes. There are 5 pages
of dips.
Of dips.
Did any of them have my picture on it?
Only one.
He runs the website.
Jop was next to you, so.
Anyway, what I was saying is that use that search bar, but then also just below it there is a set of headset, and it says podcast maybe on it, and you just click on that to get the link to sign up for our podcast. If you're on an iPhone, which I think most of my friends are, you can just go to the Apple Pod app, and you can punch in The Grillin' Guys. It'll show it'll come up with our big logo, our wonderful logo, and you just click follow and subscribe, and we'll send the show for free to your phone every week. And then, of course, on the right side of the page are all our sponsors, and there are a bunch of them over there. Unfortunately, the Ellen Bob's probably isn't going to work so much, but it's Millbrook Tack now, and we still love those people. But there's also Mike Lindell's My Pillow. There is Old World Olive Company. There's Sobe Meats. There, Garrett's Appliance. I mean, there's just all sorts of fantastic resources over there that you'll want to click to get deals. And Chaz is holding up his ThermoPen. You walk around with that every day?
Well, I had to use it earlier. It was in my pocket. And I'm like, been a great sponsor.
Are you still brewing beer?
Not very often.
Okay.
I don't work that industry anymore.
Brewers use those.
So. Brewers use those. I was helping a good buddy of Jop and I's, Bubba, cook chicken wings at the Moose Lodge this week.
Okay.
And, you know, everybody hates it when they get an undercooked chicken wing. So we're putting the temp probe into them and checking them because we're feeding out. You know, I think we went through 5 cases of chicken wings the other night.
Wow, that's a bunch. So I think for the game, what I did this week since my wife was gone is I went in the freezer and I got another cow coming. So I'm looking through the freezer to see what do I have, what do I need to burn through before the next cow comes in. And I came across some of these beautiful beef ribs. And as long as I was smoking all those butts, I thought, I'm the one that likes the beef ribs. She's not the biggest fan of them. It's brisket on a stick. They're pretty fatty, but what you have to do if you're going to do beef ribs is just plan on something akin to a brisket cook. You're going to spend an awful lot of time with those things on the heat. And now is when time and temperature makes a big deal because there's a lot of fat, and you want to reduce as much of that fat as you can. There's not so much connective tissue as there is fat and membrane. So the longer you cook that thing at the lower temperature, the more that fat you'll reduce, and the more of a beautiful piece of brisket on a stick you'll end up with. And I, of course, if you do a lot of grilling, you have a lot of spices. You were talking about your tarragon, you know, blast from the past spice. Well, I found some Texas Two Guns in my spices, and it's a wonderful steak recipe that Rob Russell turned me on to. And so I thought, man, this stuff's getting old. It's starting to clump up. And I don't really ever throw spices away. I don't believe they really get bad if you keep them sealed up. They might clump up a little bit. But if you bust them up, and so I did. I took the Two Guns, busted it up, and I coated those ribs with it. So I typically use it as a steak rub. And I'm telling you, I ate one of those before I went to my cook this week, before I took the barbecue out to those guys. And I guess the thought in my mind was I was going to bring the ribs as just a teaser to put on the plate for with all these guys. And I thought, gosh, I've only got 5 big ribs here, and there's going to be 80 guys there. These things won't stand a chance, and then right. I'll get nothing. So I kept them. So that's what we're doing for the Super Bowl.
There you go. Now, did you just go straight on with rub, or did you put on like a mustard base? Or?
No, I'm not a big mustard guy. I was trained that way and used to train people that way, but it's just no big deal. Like, especially on my briskets and stuff like that, I just skip that step and don't bother. It doesn't have a good or bad effect. It's just like one less thing I have to make a mess out of. But you dug up some recipes. You're going to make some dip out of some steelhead. Is there a dip you could think of for these short ribs? Have you ever done any kind of dip with any beef in it, like a beef and cheese type thing?
Well, you can do a beef, like a chip. It turn out kind of like a chipped beef thing where you just shred that down and mix that into a dip. You could actually flip it around. You know, the chicken, the buffalo chicken that we did on the grill for Jobs function.
Right.
You could just shake that up a little bit and do it with beef and not go quite as spicy, but kind of savory it up.
Well, I was thinking of chopping it up and doing some nachos and some tacos.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Brisket, nacho taco.
Brisket tacos are really, really good. And you just use there's all kinds of things you can do for the cheese, but you keep them simple, like a street taco. I would pickle some red onions, and then I might even make up a queso to pour over them so that you have a little bit of glue on that shell. And I'm getting hungry. I just can't wait.
Yeah.
That's the best part of the Super Bowl, I think, is all the food anyway. But that's why my pants don't fit very well.
Well, speaking of beef, I did come across your old recipe of the beef taquitos.
Oh,
and
really?
That got me thinking.
That is cool.
That a batch of those.
That would be a great idea, actually.
Yeah, and that recipe's right on the website.
Do you remember what was on it?
Not exactly, but I know how to use the search bar.
Thegrillinguys.com. So you could literally punch in beef, and that's going to bring that recipe up.
That'd probably be 10 pages.
Wow.
We've got a lot of resources out there.
We've got a cat named Beef.
Now, that could get confusing.
It's a weird house. Anyway, spring's trying to come in on us. We're going to get a Super Bowl. Who knows how much more snow and whatnot's coming, but... it's time to start getting your act together for a really nice grill season. So I'd encourage you to take a good look at your backyard now that the snow's gone and do a little dreaming and start doing your research, because our friends at Garrett's Appliance have all sorts of solutions, and they're about to have another new solution for you. So I would say it's that time. Just
get
your number two pencil out.
That, as warm as it is, the party might carry out onto the deck for the Super Bowl.
Especially for those who like to smoke.
Yeah, you got the smoker going. You got a cigar going.
Right.
Maybe you go down to your favorite brewery, get a growler or two.
That's coming up next. This is the Grillin' Guys. We'll be right back.